Blog Talk Radio. November 11th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and unfortunately my co-host will not be with us tonight due to previous obligations, so it'll just be me and my guests when their computer lets them on. Yes, it's our traditional technical difficulties as always. But we do have him. I know he's going to be on. He will be on as quickly as he can get on. So, as the information does state, we are moving on with year five. I know we've been on year five forever in a day now. Hopefully we will get through a lot more tonight than we have been. Oh, no. Okay. Scratch that. We will not have our guest. Okay. The joys of live radio. Okay, let me see if I can try this. Hello?
Hello?
Aha, it worked!
Yay! I've been trying to call in for like 3 times, but it won't connect. But it does now. We're live now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Unfortunately, sorry, you didn't get your usual introduction.
Oh, that's fine.
But, you know, we could always have them stampede you in. I think the trumpet would be a little late to do.
Yeah. But I'm here.
Yippee!
So let me get my ponies ready.
way, but about the only difference bringing you in this way is I don't get to see you as one of the callers on actual Blog Talk. So,
yeah, you kind of sound different. Are you using another microphone or something? No?
No.
You sound a lot clearer, more clear.
Okay. And maybe because I pulled you into the call
that
I call out to Blog Talk with.
That's possible. But anyhow, how was your week?
My week was good. Did you have any Pony Joy?
I did, actually, I
Ooh.
Think. Yes. Well, in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Did you?
I actually did. I was actually part of the TP's Halloween swap. And I hadn't been in a swap, as everyone knows, for years.
So what you got?
I actually got a real neat little box. First of all, the way the person wrapped up my ponies was really cute. She made them ghost costumes.
Aww.
So all you could see in the teaser was their eyes. And you know how some G3s and some G1s just have that same look to their eyes?
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't really tell what generation they were. I got Goody Gumdrop and Jelly Bean.
That's kind of nice.
So.
I really like the G3 babies.
Yeah, they are
cute. They're so cute.
So, anything for you?
Let me see. The baby, the two baby lots that I showed you last week showed up.
Woohoo!
There are so many babies. So many. And let me see. I got a UK picture disc with the seven pony songs. You know, with the Applejack song and the Lickety Split song. You know them? Those
mm-hmm.
songs?
No.
Who's a Silly Pony?
Oh.
Or Applejack. And I got a Mountain Boy Thundercloud. And I got, let me see. No, I think that's it. Yes. Oh, and the puffy sticker, Honeycomb's puffy sticker and Applejack's puffy sticker.
Ooh, that was a nice haul.
Yes, I was so happy with especially with Honeycomb sticker, because that one is so hard to find.
I never knew that.
Yeah, all of those from that set, Gypsy and Hopscotch and Snowflake, they're really hard to find.
Ooh, that is good to know. And I do want to let the listeners know that, yes, I know I sound a little less enthusiastic than I normally do. About 15 minutes before the show started, I got a massive headache, and it feels like my head is going to cave in. So I am currently just waiting for the medication to start working for it to go away.
Oh, I think my parents got home because our dog is freaking out.
Oh my God, this sounds like my dog. We get home and he's just like, oh my God, you're home. Oh my God, you've been gone for like 5,897 dog years, and you've only really been gone for 2 hours.
Hold on. Florcia! Florcia! Opa! Hey!
Aww. It's such a cute name.
floor too.
So now you got to tell us what it means.
It's a normal feminine name. Just no real mention to it, I think. Nope.
Too cool. Oh, wait.
Hey.
You just got crazy.
Oh, hold on.
As I said, my dog does the same exact thing, so I feel for him.
Back. I'm going to show on it all. So, there were some people at the door.
That's the same thing my dog does. There's people there. Oh yeah, he will let you know. We had someone come in to fix our furnace last week and this week. Oh yeah, despite the fact that we already knew he was there, the dog really let us know that the repairman was in the basement.
All right. So, is your medication working?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little bit better.
Great.
Yes, the joys of headaches.
Oh, I know those. Some annoying people.
My God, I think this is the most lively we've heard it on your side.
I know, right?
I mean, everyone's used to hearing my mother all of a sudden speak up. And here with little Ellie can't not hear. We could just hear her right now going, shh. Try to listen.
Concentrate, doing a pony show.
Yes, don't they know this takes a lot of concentration?
Right. How dare they?
Exactly. Of course, it kind of brings you back to the first days of the show when little Ellie Cat's Tomcat was still overseas, and he would call home right when the show was on.
Yeah, I know.
Every single week. It was like clockwork. It was always about the same exact time. So at least he was consistent.
Bye! What an exemplar.
Bye!
My dad is a little drunk, so he does stupid things. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Don't drink. It makes you do funny things. You will always regret later on.
Yeah, especially if you do it around me, because I'm that type of person. I will remember even if I was the one drinking. Nobody ever likes to tell me a secret after I've had a few drinks. I'm the one person they know that I will remember exactly what you told me.
Okay, now my mom is being... I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay, Ms. Gatterman said, and Ms. and Summer Explained have both basically said, this is what a family is supposed to do, embarrass you. Oh God.
Yeah. I kinda already knew.
Okay. Whew.
I've had those moments before.
Yeah, those could be some, make for some very interesting moments, let me tell you. But, okay, on to our actual topic.
Oh, we're going to talk ponies now.
Yes. Except for, I forgot where we stopped.
Let me look it up.
It's shame.
It was 2001.
Got that part.
And we stopped at the Royal Ladies.
Okay, so we did get through the Princess Ponies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't 100% sure about that. That was just like so long ago, and I was sick between then and now. You know, it's really bad when you go into work at 7 o'clock in the morning and you normally look tired, and one of your supervisors looks up and goes, "Amy, is there something wrong?" Yeah, I don't feel too good, so just let me do my job and let me leave. I will go home, I'll pass out until Monday morning, and then I'll get up and I'll be perfectly fine again. Which, amazingly enough, is what happened all weekend.
Oh, great.
So,
I hope you feel better now.
I am feeling a lot better. That headache is now a dull ache.
I'm sorry. My mom thinks it's entertaining that I talk with you, I guess.
Oh, dear.
My mom asked if you have carnival over there.
Certain parts of the country, yes. They have their own version.
Okay. Well, they went to a party for that for the upcoming carnival here in the Netherlands. So.
See, we have New Orleans. They'll do Mardi Gras just
mm-hmm.
before Lent starts. Not so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we. Oh my God!
What?
Oh my God! Sorry.
My mom says bye bye.
No, it's not bye bye time yet.
Was nog geen bye bye, mom. De show is nog niet klaar. Jij mag weg, maar waar ik ga nog weg.
Ja, bye bye.
Nee. Okay,
oh my God.
Okay, I hope you can understand that. No.
No.
At a certain part.
Oh God. Okay, I'm better. Whew. Oh, deep breath.
All right.
Okay, better now. No, but what I was guying about is one of the customizers we had on for the customizer interview section
mm-hmm.
is currently listening to the show right now.
Oh, that's great. Awesome.
So it's... I think we just called her Nishi when she was on because we were not going to attempt the rest of her name. So it is great that we didn't completely scare her away during her interview.
Guess you did something right.
Yeah, I've well, if they want to, A, come back and listen to the show, or B, come back and be on the show. Yeah, I think we did do something right at one point or another.
Or option C, don't want anything to do with the show at all ever again.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever had that.
No, we're too nice for that.
Yeah.
They gotta love us. Especially the giggles.
Yeah, I think we did have a few people say they tune in just for the giggles.
Oh, and by the way, did you celebrate this Halloween?
Yes, we did.
So, who were you dressed as?
I actually did it really a real quick, simple, easy costume. I work as an instructor, so they give us white lab coats.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my name badge, and I put a sticky thing over my name, and I put on there Dr. I of Newt, and I put a witch hat on, so I was a witch doctor.
No Pinkie Pie costume.
I didn't have enough time to put that together.
Because that would fit you right. Because Pinkie Pie is kill at the ghosty. And that's what you do, you giggle.
Yes, I do.
So.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just didn't. When I went on the trip, I came back, and then I ended up having to do someone else's class. I had to sub an extra class on Halloween that I wasn't planning on. So then I had to go take the car back, and I had to rush home. And I barely got home just in time for trick-or-treating to start.
We don't celebrate Halloween here. It's not that popular over here.
Aww.
I guess it's more of an American thing. We have an other holiday, kind of, sort of like trick-or-treating, but with lanterns instead of scary costumes.
Mm.
So, but that also we didn't do here in the neighborhood.
Aww. See, I think America just really commercialized it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
So, we're going to start with the ponies?
Oh, yes. Yes. And I do believe up first is Lady Dragonfly.
Ooh. Already, the name is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Dragonfly.
With a giraffe neck.
We don't call it the giraffe neck. Nope. Okay, I've got to admit, it looks a little freaky, but...
Yeah.
Kind of cool in a sort of twisted, odd way. Kind of.
Yeah. Just kind of.
But these their colors are very cool, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I love her colors. Mm-hmm. She's definitely going a little bit with the monochromatic. She has the purple body as well as her tail and mane are just, it's a color variation. Her body is like a light purple. Her hair is a darker shade of purple.
I would say her body is more of a lavender purple, and her tail and mane are more of a violet purple.
Yeah.
And they have silver tinsel.
Yep. Which matches her silver dragonfly.
Yeah. Right.
I thought that putting the silver tinsel in her hair and tail really went well with the silver dragonfly on her wall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she reminds me, of course, of what's your name that you won? High Flyer?
High Flyer, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, she does. The only difference is the hair color.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. And the Lady Dragonfly doesn't have wings.
Right.
And I'm looking at a picture on the Angel Fire, the guide to the new My Little Pony, and her eyes are light purple with a silver or clear jewel.
Ooh.
Do you want to talk about her accessories?
Yes, I do. She comes with a dark pink mirror, but of course it's one of these types that's like a funhouse mirror. You press the pearl on the top so that Dragonfly gets a funny reflection.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
Maybe because I don't have it. I don't have her at all.
Oh my god. It's a G2 you do not have.
No.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh.
but I do want her.
Yeah, she is just too.
Heck, I do want every G2.
I was about to say, let's just get down to the point. You want them all.
I want them all. Gotta catch them all. Ponymon.
Oh, God. I like that one. I really like that one. But she comes also with two green, two pinkish red, two purple smaller dragonflies for her hair, as well as a medium and large sized one.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the large is the light green, and the medium is looks like clear, maybe.
Yeah, kind of like a little bit on the yellow side.
Yeah.
I think a creamy color, kind of.
Cream. Yeah, that's about right. And then her comb, it comes in a color I don't think we've ever seen. She comes with a silver star-shaped comb.
Yes, very cool.
Yeah, this is the first time we're seeing silver in the color of an accessory that isn't supposed to be like a jewel.
No, right?
So she definitely gets props for matching her tinsel to her symbol and her comb to her symbol in color.
And also a bit to her mirror.
Yes.
Which has silver details.
Yes. Definitely everything with her definitely goes ahead and ties together with that silver color.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a big difference.
And the little hair clips match her name.
Yep. And her symbol.
Also cool.
Almost everything about this girl matches everything.
Right.
If only they would have made the mirror purple.
Yeah. But that would... I don't know. Too purple, maybe.
Yeah, I guess then that would have been going too far then. Oh, well. And I see this girl does have a Dutch name.
Yes. She's called Koningin Libelle, which means Queen Dragonfly.
Ooh.
And Dutch, they named the lady ponies Queens.
That is quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. I like Lady better.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when they're supposed to be ladies and not queens. If they're supposed to be queens, I think Hasbro would have named them queens.
Mhm. Because I don't think the translation from English to Dutch for the word lady, no, it doesn't really fit in with the old conception of ponies. So, moving on to the second pony.
Oh! Oh my!
This one is golden.
Oh yes, but really quickly, I do need to mention this because I just popped over to the screen and someone was trying to get onto Where the Rainbow Ends, and it was actually Nishi. Oh my God, Where the Rainbow Ends is gone. I just looked to the site to look up the pony. It says it's suspended, and I even just went to the site, and it says the same thing.
Yeah, I think there was a topic on the arena about this, and I guess it's just payment for that month hasn't been done, so they thought you don't pay, you don't get internet, so they just shut down the site. I think if she pays for it, I think it will be back on. It was the same with, was it My Little Pony Collector? .net.
Yeah.
That's back on again because the owner decided to pay again, so there it was again.
Oh, okay.
But we have alternatives.
Yes.
I
luckily, we did move to the Rainbow Forest for the second generation since it did have a lot more information. And even in the process of moving over to this, and the person who does run the site, she did let us know that she is in the process of updating the site, you know, as just a bit of a warning just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So, Summer explained that is Rainbow Forest. Okay. I think Summer X-Blade didn't recognize what the address was, so. Okay. Back to the girl. Yes, her hair is really golden. And her name, I don't get her name at all.
Let me see if I can.
Because, I mean, it's just Lady Elegant, and, I mean, seriously?
Awful. I don't know, maybe she is elegant, and because she has a treasure chest and a big crown thingy, and a magic wand, and a few odd-looking clothing, let me tell ya. Really, I'm looking at the picture on the guide to the new My Little Pony, and they've dressed her up, and I don't know. Maybe this is where the whole ponies in socks, wearing socks thing came from. Because she's wearing socks, and she has a flower hat. You really should look it up.
Okay, here we go.
It's a bit scary.
Oh dear.
Actually.
Lady Elegant. Let's see. Oh my.
Yes.
Yeah, even the whole playset looks a bit cheesy, but let's go ahead and talk about her before we really go into those accessories.
Mm-hmm.
She is pink with yellow hair and golden tinsel. It's not really yellow hair. It is golden hair. Think of Goldilocks. Her symbol is a, let's what they're saying is a blue flower to me looks like a big, huge blue blob.
it is actually a flower.
It looks like a big, huge blue blob to me.
Yeah. If you look at the guy to the new My Little Pony, you can see a close-up picture of our symbol.
Oh, okay. Now it doesn't look like a big, huge blob. But I could probably turn to my mother and ask her what she thinks that thing looks like. She'd probably tell me the same thing. It looks like a big, huge blob. And she, of course, has light lavender-colored eyes with blue gems. And
well, I would say silver or clear. I don't think they're blue.
Oh,
they're,
yeah.
They look blue, but yeah. I don't have her at hand. An allergy to I don't have. I do.
God, oh my God. Two in a row.
Oh no. What is happening to me?
I think we would really have shocked little Alley Cat. Two G2s in a row that you don't have.
I know.
I think I'm going to have to take...
If the listeners would be kind enough to send me one, I would appreciate that. I would really do. And if someone is so nice enough to send me one, I'll give them a shout out on the show.
There you go. Okay, and pretty much you did go through all of her accessories. She does have a pink treasure chest, which can stand on a green base, which also has a huge crown on it, which is yellow and pink. It has a rainbow, traditional rainbow for the G2 line behind it. And if you can go to a site that does show attached to it, or is that just...
No. If you're looking at the Ride to the New My Little Pony, that's just the... background, indeed. They used rainbow thing playset thingy.
Okay.
Background.
Well, they tricked me.
They tricked you.
But yeah, if you really look at the accessories, I hate to say it like this, they kind of look a little cheesy.
And very random.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you have...
Really? That magical wand, I mean, really?
Hey, where did that come from?
Hey, it's that. Some kind of Barbie thing.
Yeah. It looks like they just said, we need another pony. Let's just... Okay, we'll throw this in there. I guess we'll have her wear socks.
I think that's... Really, what they did with all the small accessories, with the hair clips and such, they just bought them from
cheap sets, cheap places,
right. cheap producers or makers or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And added them to the package.
Yeah.
So why don't
we go ahead and get her Dutch name?
Ooh, in Dutch she's called Koningin Saphiertje, which means Queen Sapphire. And that's kind of interesting because there already was a Sapphire in this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And a special note, according to Rainbow Forest, she was available in 2001 in Europe, but it states that she had been available even in 2005 in the Netherlands.
Yeah, that's, I mean, some of them didn't sell very well, so they ended up with all those G2s that they couldn't sell, so they really stayed long in the stores.
Right.
And I actually have a French G2 commercial with a G3 intro. You know, this is that shows that they were sold after, even after the line ended.
Which is understandable, but for it to have gone that long after their release.
Yes.
And that long after the G2 line ended, 2 years. Normally it's maybe a year.
And that really says something about the popularity at the end of the line.
Yeah.
I mean, they really ended the line. I mean, if they couldn't sell them, and they ended up with so many that they have all those ponies piled up. I mean, really.
Definitely. But, I mean, if you really start thinking about it, if you notice, there's all of a sudden this influx of, because I've been on eBay the last few weeks, there's a sudden influx of mint in package G2s.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this.
Yes, there is. I wonder maybe if, I haven't really looked at, so maybe these are some of those stores trying to still sell them off.
I mean the early ones or the later ones?
The later ones.
European ones.
Yep. I actually have a couple of those on my watch list right now, so.
Why can't I find them?
Because they're hidden.
On U.S. eBay?
Yeah, they're on U.S. eBay.
U.S. only auctions?
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Because there's G2 anniversary playset with festivities.
Oh, never mind. I already have that one.
The G2 wedding carriage with Sky Skimmer baby. So.
I guess I'm watching that one too. So.
I guess we're gonna have to coincide with that one, huh?
But they're located in the U.S., the seller?
I don't know. I didn't really look. Oh, man.
Well, if they are, I wouldn't probably buy them because shipping would be a killer, I think.
Yeah.
So they're all yours. And I already have plenty mint in package G2, so.
Actually, one is in Hong Kong, and the other is in Hong Kong.
Yes, I know. Is it one with the mommy and baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a buy it now price?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I saw that one, and I thought, ooh, price. Shipping, ouch.
Yes. So, hey, you know, you never know. Maybe there are still.
Well, I got
some
most of my G2, minting package G2s from a collector in the Netherlands. She bought them for really cheap from stores. And never really liked them, so they ended up being stored in her basement or something, I guess. And then she sold them for like, I don't know, like 5 euros a piece or something to me.
Wow.
So I was really happy to buy those.
Definitely.
One of them, I think I paid a little more. I think it was 10 euros for a magic dragonfly, the magician pony, which I was really happy about. But I'm now going to look up the commercial with the G3 intro for Miss G.
Okay, while you're doing that, I'll go ahead and just start in on the next pony, which at least she matches her name really well. It's, of course, Lady Rainbow, and she is gorgeous. She is yellow. Her mane is yellow, pink, or pink, yellow, and purple, and her tail is mixed with these three colors, but it looks more pinky than the other two colors, so maybe they put a little bit more pink in there than anything else.
The stripe is more of a, I would say magenta, or more of a hot pink. It looks a little, indeed a little orangey in the picture. But
the tail, definitely, it does.
Uh-huh. But maybe because it's mixed together with the yellow.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. The other two colors are getting washed out by that pink, and they're mixing in, and they're looking like a completely different color.
Oh. The picture on the Guide to the New My Little Pony is so cute of her.
Oh.
They really did a good job of photographing her.
Oh, they definitely did. I will go ahead and post this this link to our normal show links, just because these photos are great for additional reference for colors. And
Kimball and eyes.
Yeah.
They really are great.
And she has a purple forelock. Her eyes are light blue with clear gems. Her symbol is
No. Her gems are blue.
Oh, the one time.
they're blue.
Yeah.
They're clear.
Oh, well. Can't get them all.
No.
But then her symbol is a pink, yellow, blue rainbow. So, again, we're going back to matching the symbol with the name, and now evidently her hair is matching. What about her symbols? What about her symbols? What about her accessories? Do those match?
They certainly do. I really love this pony because if you look at her, I mean, she's so bright, she's so colorful. She comes over as a really happy pony. I mean,
definitely, definitely, she does.
So cute.
And I'm looking, I love the, I love her little playset. She comes with a large green playset with grass, bushes, and a rainbow in the background. That appears when you press the flower on the front. She comes with an umbrella, which she can hold on her hoof, which is rainbow. A purple flower comb. A purple ring for her hair. A pink swirl for her hair. A large yellow and purple crown. And a yellow star comb.
Right.
So she comes.
Did you mention the hair clips?
Yep.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. So I love the fact that not only in the playset is there a rainbow, but I love the umbrella that looks just like a rainbow. They really nailed her matching everything up to her symbol.
Mm-hmm. And she has a crown.
Yes.
Since she is a lady bunny.
Yes. Well, you know, she's that special lady. She's about ready to get married. She's about ready to marry the prince, so they need to give her a crown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At least in my book. But she does suffer a problem.
Which is?
She might get sticky when she doesn't have fresh air, i.e. when she stays mint on card. This is because of bad plastic, probably. So this girl could use from a little alley cat treatment.
But I had her twice, and I think the second one came with me with a sticky head, and it cleaned up just like, I mean, it wasn't hard work or anything. It was just a regular wash, and then it's gone.
Okay, so it wasn't as bad as, say, hip holly.
No. Happy hippie. No, that's bad.
Well, that is definitely good. That is definitely good. What about her Dutch name?
In Dutch, she's called Koningin Regenboog, which means Queen Rainbow.
Look at this. She at least matches her Dutch name, too. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
But then we can go ahead and round off our ladies. And, you know, if you really look at all these ladies, I think the Pony Genie would have gone pony happy.
Because half of them is yellow?
Yes.
Huzzah! How many points do I receive?
You receive... I don't know.
A lady elegant. Or a lady dragonfly.
There you go. There you go. If we can dig one up. But yes, this is an unsure pony.
Because?
It's unsure as to whether or not she was released in 2001 in year 5, or if it was actually indeed 2002 in year 6. Okay, because according to Rainbow Forest, the box did state 2001 as being the copyright date.
Well, I happen to notice that with a lot of mint on card G2s. Some of them say other years than the Rainbow Forest tells you they were released in. So... I'm not sure. I mean, my Tipsy Tulip was, her back part says 1979, so I don't know. Maybe she was released in year 1. I have no clue. Maybe her package was made in 1979, but she was released in 1989.
Yeah, I think what it is they may have put her in production and then held off a year releasing her to the public. You know, that could be a big possibility.
Hold on. Did I just screw up the...
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry.
Horribly.
Here in the Netherlands, we say it the other way around. We've first say the last number, and then the first. So.
But I think everyone understood.
Yeah. They know what I mean.
Yes. And hey, you know, if anything, I will vouch for you. It's like almost 4 o'clock there in the morning, so.
Yes, and I'm allowed to screw up because I'm Dutch.
And it is so late.
And it's so late indeed.
Especially since this is exactly what you should be doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sleeping. Napping.
So, but back to the girls. This, of course, is Lady Waterfall. And she is, I love her hair.
You
what
like
can it? I say? Now, I just love the different shades.
Uh-huh.
You have the light blue and then the
dark. Very oceany.
Right.
Thing.
And if you actually, if you think about it, it's kind of like a little bit of a reverse waterfall.
I know.
Because you always have the darker blue up at the top and then the lighter blue as it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely loving the hair. Her body, of course, is yellow. Her tail is dark blue with silver tinsel. Her eyes are light blue with a light blue jewel. And her symbol is a blue waterfall. Let me guess. She had clear...
No. I just find it funny that this pony is named Lady Waterfall. She has a waterfall as her symbol. I mean, and it's not a cute waterfall or anything. It's just a regular kid's drawing waterfall.
Well, if we do want to remember, the one thing about the G1 symbols was they were simplistic
mm-hmm.
in their shaping.
Yes.
You know, which I think is the appeal and sometimes the non-appeal of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
and in case of any bronies listening, they don't. The G1s don't have a good TV show. I'm sorry.
The G2s, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about doing a TV show for them.
Wait, we were talking about the G1s, right? Or the G2s?
G2s.
You mentioned G1. I'm confused.
I think we just confused each other.
Let me just move on.
Okay, let's just move on.
Yeah.
Her accessories, I think this is the cutest playset to date.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it in a leaflet when I was a kid, and I always wanted it because the waterfall looked so cool, but I never got it. So I was so disappointed. A friend of mine had it, and I was so jealous. I didn't care about the pony. The pony was Satin Splash it came with, because this waterfall is a reissue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was super jealous.
But yes, her playset is, of course, a waterfall. The base is pink, while the water is, what they say, quote-unquote, water is a see-through blue.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, the base is green. You said pink. Huh?
Okay.
Wait.
Okay, I wonder why the Rainbow Forest said pink.
Strange.
That is really strange. But anyway, yes, it is. You are right. It is green. It is green, and I think it's because of the pink detailing.
Yes.
It does have some pink detailing.
Mm-hmm.
There is a rainbow with a fish attached. You can remove the rainbow. The water in the waterfall opens if you press the pink flower on the bottom to reveal a special secret case. She comes with two rings, one for her, one for you. She also comes with a pink comb, and in her ears, she has two pink earrings.
Mm-hmm. Which you will lose very easily.
Of course.
And to tell the difference, because the waterfall is a reissue of the waterfall that came with Satin Splash, the way to tell that this waterfall, that your waterfall you have, belongs to either Satin Splash or Lady Waterfall, is the handle that you can switch that reveals the secret compartment. The flower on that handle is pink with Lady Waterfall and blue with Satin Splash.
Okay. What about the coloring? Is it a different shade of green?
No, it's just the same. Only the flower button is a different color.
Okay, definitely good to know. Definitely good to know. Definitely cute. What about a name for this girl?
Her Dutch name is called, she's in Dutch, she's called Koningin Waternymph, which I don't know the direct translation of. Let me look it up. Queen Water Nymph, I think.
Ooh.
Queen Sea Maid or something like that. That trend.
Very cute, very cute.
So I think we... How is your headache doing?
It's gone.
Oh, that's great to hear. I wish my stuff was gone.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Well, you said you wished yours was gone.
No, I don't have a headache. I have just a lack of sleep. That's my problem.
Oops. Well, I think we can maybe finish off these girls tonight. What do you think?
I think go for it.
Well, let's see how far we can get. And we'll go ahead and move on to the... It's an actual group of unicorns. Oh, my God.
Yes. Unicorns.
It's a grouping of them. Oh, my God. There's more than one.
Unicorn attack.
And they're attacking with wings that can become deattached. Oh, dear Lord. What is the world coming through?
Unicorns with wings. Yay. That's what's happening.
Yes.
I like it.
They are cute. They are cute. And first up is Golden Glow. She is dead.
Okay. I'm now going to say something really bad.
Uh-oh.
Really, really bad. I never... I don't... ever...
Oh my God, you're really starting to scare me here.
I know.
There's just so many of them.
Wait, there is mumbling something.
Sorry?
Oh, he was just sleep talking.
gotta love those moments.
Yes.
Of course, according to my mother, I can have an entire conversation in my sleep. And she still to this day refuses to tell me whatever I have ever said in my sleep.
Some people talk, some people snore. some people make other weird noises.
And those other noises are better left for Ponies After Dark.
I know. I prefer talking.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about Golden Glow, which evidently she is supposed to be a re-release.
Oh, really?
At least that.
No. No.
Or is it just...
It's that's just the name.
Right? That's what I thought.
And... Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I... No, carry on. The tendencies... we're going to talk about it later on when we finish the set.
Okay.
Yeah.
The worst thing is I can't make out her symbol. Her...
I can tell you. It's a pair of wings. A golden pair of wings.
Ah, very cute. It looks like it's that...
The metallic paint.
That just fades away.
Yes. Very easily.
And according to this, she's supposed to be golden yellow, but she looks more pink in her body.
Pink? No.
Like very pale pink?
She's very pale golden, I think. More creamy, I guess.
Okay, because Rainbow Forest is saying a very light yellow. Ponyland Market saying a very pale pink. But I'm actually looking at, it's more of a cream color.
Mm-hmm. And if you look at the prototype, the advertisement picture on the Ponyland Market, I really like her wings and her horn. It's not that terrible
body.
Unicorn. It looks neater. I mean,
yeah.
It looks more appealing to me. But you're going to talk about her accessories?
After I talk about her hair and all of that, she does have golden hair with golden tinsel. Her eyes are light blue with clear jewels. And she did seem to come... She did come with pink wings that you can use as a hair clip. The center of the wings are see-through and have golden and red glitter in them. She also comes with a comb in the color of her body.
Mm-hmm.
So, but evidently this is worth mentioning. The color of her symbol and horn seems to fade, even mint on card.
Ooh.
Mine had faded symbols when I got her, but it only went worse during time, and I heard of plenty of other examples of this happening to her. I assume it's because of bad paint. If we remember from the G1 line, any of the symbols that were that metallic paint, it faded away.
With the Italians, really badly. Or they turned green.
Yeah.
God.
So, but yeah.
Hasbro, you fail. You fail at metallic paint.
I think maybe it's just metallic paint on the plastic.
Yes. Or the quality of the paint.
Yeah. Or it's just how it's reacting with the plastic. I mean, you just can never know.
Right.
So. But.
Yeah, I those wings are really cool.
Oh, yeah, those always look really neat and cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish I had her or the next one.
Mm.
Which
I can proudly say I have her.
this next one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, up next, of course, is Silver Glow. And according to this, it states she's a very light mint green.
Mm-hmm. She is.
So it's kind of like it's so light that it looks white?
No, I would say it's the flash.
Okay. Well, actually, never mind. If you look really closely, you can see a little bit of the green.
Yeah.
And it says, her tail and mane are white with silver tinsel. Her eyes are sea green with clear gems. She has a silver horn, and her symbol is the same pair of wings, except for now they're silver.
And her paint isn't as bad. I have her, and her symbols are
perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
No fading at all.
That is awfully strange, because most often it's the silver paint that definitely fades away.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, that's always good to know. She comes with blue wings, which you can use the hair clip. The center of the wings, again, are the see-through and have golden and blue glitter in them. She also comes in a comb in the color of her body.
Mm-hmm. And, oh no, we forgot something.
What did we forget?
That's the name for Golden Glow.
Oh, sorry.
Golden Glow's Dutch name is Goudglans, which means Golden Glow. So.
Well, we know we did Silver. No, did we do Silver Glow? No, that was Silver Swirl.
Wait. We're now. I said the name of Golden Glow, and now we're at Silver Glow. Silver Swirl is another one.
I know, I was just about to say, I think you gave us Silver Glow's name, but no, you didn't.
No, I did the name, I gave the Dutch name of Golden Glow, the previous pony.
Yeah.
Which I don't have.
Well, what's the name of this girl?
Silver Glow's Dutch name is Zilverster, which means silver star.
Ooh. That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But this next girl, oh my God.
Ooh.
Talk about
fancy.
Red. Talk about red. I really think. Yeah, the copper glow for this.
Copper, where? I see red. Where? Copper, where? Maybe a pencil.
Well, copper, I think, is supposed to be a version of red. So, but this is, like, way beyond copper. This is as far away from copper as you can get.
Yes.
And her body is her eyes are the same as Silver Glow. Her hair and mane are a bright.
No. She has a green gem.
Oh, a green gem. Ooh.
Sorry. Instead of a clear gem.
Oh, sorry. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
But her hair and tin. Or her hair and her mane and tail. I mean, you can't get any more red than this.
Could try.
Yeah, try it out.
Very.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess you could. Never mind. And her horn and her symbol are both red, and again, it's the same symbol. She comes with green wings. That you can, of course, use the hair clip. The center of the wings, again, are see-through and have gold and green glitter in them. She also comes with a comb in the same shade as her body. But she does have a flaw.
Wait, tell me.
Her body sometimes becomes sticky. They don't know why. It's maybe she might suffer from the same plasticizer issue that Hip Holly does, because evidently you need to give her a lot of space, okay? And you cannot put her, you cannot package her away, simply because of the fact that it will stimulate the stickiness to come back.
Clearly, this girl doesn't like to be put away, so
yeah,
it has to be on display.
Yeah, and she cannot. She doesn't want anyone near her, so it's more along the lines of,
oh,
you better put me up on display by myself. You better give me about like 5 feet worth of room around me, or
yeah,
else I'm going to get sticky on you.
Yes, literally.
Yeah. So if you have her and you decide you need to put her away for some reason, don't.
This girl has needs.
Yeah. And her needs say, I want attention.
And if you can't give that to her, you can send her to me. Yeah.
Or me. Or me. I'll take her too. Okay. What about her Dutch name?
Her Dutch name is Koperlokje, which means copper fringe forelock. Hold on.
Oh my.
Yeah, translating copper. Copper strand, copper lock, copper. Yeah. Loki is like a piece of hair. So it's copper piece of hair.
Oh my.
It's a really cute Dutch name. Koper Loki.
Right. Oh wow.
It really fits her.
Very cool, very cool.
Mm-hmm. So, and now I'm going to tell you about the trend that's going on with these girls.
Okay.
Did you notice?
They all have the same symbol?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. They all have the same symbol. So evidently, I think Hasbro just got lazy on this set.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the last two. They look almost exactly the same.
Well, at least they released them in another color.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not clones like all those bajillion Pinkie Pies.
Oh, God, yes.
They're unique in their own way.
Yeah. Definitely. And even if they are the same color, body color, the hair just does it for them.
Mm-hmm.
To make them different.
Indeed. I agree.
But up next, we're back to gimmicky ponies again.
We're back to Starry Nights and candlelit dinners.
Yes, they're gimmicky and romantic. And romantic.
And kind of scary in a sort of talking, odd way.
Yes. Oh, we of course are talking.
Keyword, talking.
We of course are talking about Princess Flora and Prince Fauna.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Flora first. She is pink with a purple mane, purple tail. Her eyes are sea green with pink jewels. Her symbol is some light blue flowers. She also has a pink heart on her left cheek and a big, huge red heart on her chest, which lights up when you hold Princess or Prince Fauna's nose close to her cheek. And she is also supposed to say, I love you. Isn't that cute?
Yeah. 80% of those don't work anymore, so...
Well, let's get to that. Or maybe... Never
the ones
did.
That do talk, those 20% that do talk, 10% maybe do a little sound of wah, wah for you, or something like that.
Oh, well. Yeah, it does state, worth mentioning, first talking ponies, Princess Flora's talking network.
First talking G2 ponies.
G2 ponies. Because the batteries might have run out, or it might never have worked at all. Poor quality. So, and unlike the first talking ponies, you can't rip her head off.
No.
To replace the batteries.
I did it with the second set that we're going to talk about, but only because they were full of rust inside.
Ooh.
So I really had to open them. Now they're all clean and...
pretty looking.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
But on to Prince Fauna. He is purple with a blue mane, a blue tail, which all have silver tinsel. His eyes are lavender with clear jewels. And his symbol is a silver clover with a small heart on each leaf.
Kind of reminds me of a kind of certain boy pony.
Yes, and it does also state that it appears to be a variation of Clever Clover and Morning Glory.
Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe. On the Funland Market site, they have a sound file, maybe, with the what they sound like. That would be really cool. Oh my God! Did you hear that?
That was too cute.
That was scary.
It was cute and scary.
If you're a kid, it's cute. It's cool. It's cute. But if you are an adult or a collector, you might kind of think, I don't know. Maybe this pony is possessed or something. I don't know, maybe.
No. A possessed pony is the pony where you have, it's a talking pony, it's not supposed to talk anymore, you've taken off her head, you're cleaning, you're brushing, you're combing out her tail, and you lean on her, and it says,
sorry,
I love you. That is scary, when you're being rough with her.
Kind of reminds me of a certain person. Certain person who cuts off pony heads and customizes them. Something with a K. K.
Yes, but you know she makes beautiful works of art out of those heads.
That's true. So, next to you, Karen. I think it's very brave of you that you can do that. I couldn't. I never in a million years could ever do that.
Yeah, I think it was very brave of her to do that in the middle of a convention with kids around. That was very brave. But we already know what Flora's name is in Dutch. What about Fauna's?
Let me see. Geluksbrenger, which means bringer of luck. Good luck or something. Lucky charm.
Well, I guess that would work with his symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta love those times in the evening when the website just does not want to work right for you.
So you're already described Princess Flora and Prince Fauna?
Yep.
All of the accessories too? All of the one accessory.
Oh, what was her accessory?
They came with a silver comb.
Oh, there we go.
Just like Lady Dragonfly.
Ooh. Very cute. Well, you're about to have fun with that, aren't you?
Spreading the message to my ponies. You hear? There's a little kiss at the end.
I heard that. That's why I thought it was so cute, because of the kiss.
Aww. So, we finished off this set. We can
move on to the second set. The second set, of course, is Princess Golden Dream and Prince Blue Dream. At least they match the names slightly.
Mm-hmm.
And Golden Dream is, of course, yellow, with a yellow mane and tail, which have golden tinsel. And yes, it is actual yellow hair. When I say yellow, I mean yellow. Her eyes are sea green with green jewels. She has a light pink heart on her left cheek, and her symbol is two golden rings with one larger and two smaller hearts. And she again has, just like with Flora, she has the red heart on her chest, which lights up when you hold Prince Blue Dream's nose close to her cheek, and she says, "I love you."
Maybe I can post a commercial with these ponies.
There we go.
The chat room, so they everyone can see how they light up or something.
And Blue Dream is blue with dark blue mane and tail, which have silver tinsel. His eyes are light blue with clear gems, and his symbol is the same as Golden Dream's, except for his is silver.
Mm-hmm.
And they came with a yellow star-shaped comb.
Yes. Should I play it? Maybe you can hear it.
There you go.
Savez-vous comment le poney enchanté se sont rencontrés? C'était au goûter d'anniversaire de Festive. Il y avait des gâteaux, une salle de bal décorée de ballons, de rubans et de cadeaux, et une piste de danse. Princesse Rêve d'Or se fit tellement belle que Prince Rêve Bleu l'a choisie pour danser. Mario. Les petits poneys enchantés et l'anniversaire de mes petits poneys.
Oh, I love you.
That is too cute.
So, sounds a lot better than what they actually say.
Yes. Definitely, definitely, definitely. But another thing worth mentioning is Golden Dream, her symbol fades. Even when it's mint on card.
That's true. I don't know. Mine is still there. Not faded at all. But I have one, a double one that I just sold. Does have her symbols that the golden paint completely faded away, which leaves a very light brownish stain.
Aww.
In the shape of her symbol. So you can actually see it, but the golden paint is gone. So maybe it's a kind of sort of like a factory error, where
maybe
they didn't use enough paint. They mix it with too much another kind of liquid, and that's why it fades so easily. I don't know. Maybe.
Now, this is not a good option. Definitely a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can we get some Dutch names, maybe?
Yes. The Dutch name for Princess Golden Dream is Goudroom, which means Golden Dream.
Ooh.
And the Dutch name for Prince Blue Dream is Blauwe Regen, which translates to... Hold on. Blue Rain. Yes. Blue Rain. Or Wisteria.
Oh, well. They tried. They didn't really make it so well. Lovely. Okay. Well, I think we're ready to move on to the next set.
Moving on to the play sets.
Yes. And...
God, this is an odd one.
Yeah,
strange.
Do you notice Lightheart likes to get married a lot?
She does?
I think she tried to get married again. Married once before.
No, that was Dainty Dog.
Oh, yeah, this is true. This is true. Well, this is the wedding playset. And she's, of course, a re-release, Lightheart. But it's the set itself that is a little on the odd side. Can be open for play and closed for storage. When closed, you can put the two fences on the side so they won't get lost. When opened, you can put these on either side so there's a door. In the center of the playset, there's a table with a white blanket. The playset comes with a pink and blue chair, two clear glasses, a bottle of champagne, a cake, a star-shaped white comb, as well as a green ribbon. There are two blue handles on the playset, which you can close it. But it's the way it closes. It looks like it just... I don't know.
Well, you can carry it along, I think. That was the idea of this playset.
Yeah, but it looks like when you close it, it looks kind of like a little purse.
It does. Maybe that was the whole idea behind it, that you could carry it along. Maybe. But where do the accessories go? I mean, the little pieces, they would fall out easily, unless they have a secret compartment underneath the table or something.
That's about it, because, I mean, there is no place to store anything. I mean, normally there was places to store stuff, but, yeah, there's nothing.
And how on earth are ponies going to sit on those chairs?
Yeah, even with the folding.
Hey! What the hey were they thinking?
I don't think they were thinking. I think they thought, let's just throw this together and there you go.
I mean, I think this playset was for the romantic ponies or something, and that Lightheart was the wedding manager or something.
Yeah. Because actually, if you really look at it, it looks more like the wedding reception.
Mm-hmm, right.
So.
Since they didn't include a male pony with this set, and Lightheart was the funny pony, so I don't know if there was anyone in Ponyland who was foolish enough to marry her.
Oh, now that was bad.
A lively spirit. There's nothing wrong with that.
This is true.
She's independent.
Yeah, this is true. So I think, yeah, this is more the wedding reception You put this with the chapel. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. Gadiman made this response to the wedding thing I had mentioned. Why does Barbie have a ton of wedding dresses, but yet she is still single? That is a good question.
Yeah.
You know, very good question. But the lucky thing is you don't have to give us a Dutch name because you gave it to us a long time ago, unless you want to give it to us again.
I wanna.
Go for it.
It is. Wait. What? No. Hey, a Dutch name is Vlindertje, which translates to a little butterfly, which has nothing to do with Lightheart. It's the name of Skyskimmer.
Worth mentioning, to be honest, this playset isn't that great quality. When I opened mine, my pony was discolored yellow. One of the blue handles had broken off. On another note, the Dutch name is for Skyskimmer. Well, Lightheart's Dutch name is
Lichthartje.
However, the package clearly states this pony is Skyskimmer.
Vlindertje. His name Vlindertje. Oh well. It is great to know that this pony already became jelloed when they were sold, because I have one, and I'm trying to get her white by sunfading her, and it won't work. So
maybe that's the shade they made her.
Maybe. Awful, awful yellow color. Has broken. Has striked again.
Yes. But this next girl was supposed to be yellow. And she is really, really, really cute.
Well, if you come to think of it, I mean, Skyskimmer is yellow.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
Next up is the anniversary playset. So evidently they were doing...
Which I like much better than the wedding playset, really.
Yeah. Which this, I think they were commemorating the 10-year anniversary of My Little Pony.
I think they were thinking from, oh, shoot, we need to do two playsets, and we only designed this one anniversary playset. And wait, let's just get something together. What about a wedding?
There you go. That might be true. But, yeah, I think this anniversary set was definitely there to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of the very first My Little Pony, which, of course, was the My Pretty Ponies. And it came with a new pony. Her name was Festive. Isn't that just Festive?
Festive.
Sorry.
Festive. Well, I think that's her French name, Festive.
Festive. There. I
say it in the commercial.
There. I now know French.
Anniversaire de Festive.
Festive. See, I know French. Now I know French. There you go.
I know French.
I am now bilingual. I can only say one word. No, I'm sorry. Trilingual. No, quadlingual.
I know. Then I know a lot of languages. I know Greek. I know German. I obviously know Dutch. I know English. I know Finnish, I know Swedish, I know Japanese, I know Spanish, or yes, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you definitely know a lot more languages than me. But if you really think about it, if you learned these girls' names in their other languages, you can definitely say you know multiple languages. Mm-hmm. It's all pony names, but you know other languages.
Well, I mean, I only know the translation to My Little Pony in a lot of languages, which I just named.
There you go.
I know Greek, which is Mikromopony. I know German, which is Mein Kleines Pony. French, Mon Petit Poney. Spanish, Mi Pequeño Pony. Japanese was Oshirena Pony. Right?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, and I think Finnish was Min Lila Pony. Maybe, I don't know exactly. Yeah, kind of. That's kind of it.
Right.
And Italian, Mio Mini Pony.
Oh, and let me go back and correct myself. It was the 20th anniversary, but we'll go into worth mentioning later. Festive is yellow. Her hair is orange and pink. Her tail has the same two colors mixed in together. Her eyes are sea green with pink jewels. Her symbol is a yellow balloon with a pink heart on it. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Woohoo! And her playset is made of two parts, a kitchen and a room where Festive can dance. In the kitchen, it has an oven. In the room, there is a table with presents. And the food and drinks, the playset comes with a bunch of accessories, some cupcakes on a plate, a pie on a plate, two cans of Coke, four cups, a jukebox, a present, a teapot, a happy birthday card, a yellow comb, two cardboard party hats, a sponge that when you wet the sponge and put it in the oven and then put the cupcakes or pie in the oven, the white on top of the cupcakes or pie will disappear. And this is actually worth mentioning. This pony was released shortly before the 20th anniversary of My Little Pony. However, Hasbro denies this is why this playset was made.
Why would you deny that?
For the love of God,
wow.
You named it anniversary playset.
Why? I don't get it. Why would you deny something? This is an anniversary playset, but we deny that it had anything to do with the anniversary of My Little Pony.
Exactly.
Oh,
and Miss Ganiman wants to mention diabetic ponies in this playset. Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, I mean, come on, seriously, you called it an anniversary playset, and then you completely denied, and you release it just before the 20th anniversary, and then you deny it. Oh, come on, seriously.
I have no words for this. Just what the hey? Maybe you could say that they, I don't know, that they didn't want it to do, that they didn't want this playset to do have anything with the anniversary, but really, why do you have to deny it? It's such a harsh word. I don't
exactly,
know.
Exactly.
You could put it in a nicer way, at least.
Oh, I definitely agree. They could have done it a different way.
It's not like you're in court.
No.
Like, we deny this. Wow.
Yes, well, you gotta love it. But,
well, Hasbro at least gave us some good ponies. I mean, this playset is still one of the, I think this is one of the nicest playsets they have released for the G2s. I mean, really, they put work in this playset.
Oh yeah, they really thought this one through. They definitely did. They definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe a Dutch name?
Sure. Let me see. Her Dutch name is Fjoltje, which means violin.
Ooh.
Which has nothing to do with any anniversary.
A violin can be played at an anniversary celebration.
Yeah, but it isn't included in the playset.
Oh no, but what is also included, which wasn't mentioned on our website, is that there are two paper blowhorns that are attached to the actual playset.
Mm-hmm, but where do you blow
those? At birthdays and at celebrations.
No, but you have those blow party favors, and but I mean they gotta do something.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta blow in them to make them work. So you have to take the playset. I don't know, where do you blow those favors?
Oh well, you just took the
yeah. Maybe you can pull them out. I don't know.
Don't know either.
This makes me want to debug mine. But I don't. But I'm not going to do that. Because I'm going to be really mad at myself if I figure out those party favors don't do anything at all.
Oh, yeah. And that, you know, that's another thing. That's the other thing that the person who does Rainbow Forest mentioned was that the pictures here are from the box, as I didn't want to open my playset. I did was take Festive out. That's the reason for the plastic in her hair.
Well, I could get one for around 25 euro, $25. Is that a reasonable price for a loose, complete one?
Not bad, not bad.
Hmm.
Well, oh my God, I cannot believe this. We actually finished with 11 minutes, with 12 minutes to spare.
Woohoo! Yay. Maybe I can play some commercials. Since we still have time left. What do you think?
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to yawn at you. Maybe one of them?
One of them. Let me see. I think I have the wedding playset. Oh, and the one with Festive. Let me see. Where did I put that one? Oh, here's the one with the wedding playset. And all of those commercials can be found on YouTube.
Mm.
So if you ever want to look at them, you'll find them on YouTube.
There you go.
Where's the one with the anniversary playset? Here it is. Oh, I already played that one, because that one was with a romantic pony.
Savez-vous comment le poney enchanté se sont rencontrés? C'était au goûter d'anniversaire de festive. Il y avait des gâteaux, une salle de bal décorée de ballons, de rubans et de cadeaux. Et une piste de danse. Princesse Red Bird se fit tellement belle que Prince Red Bleu le choisit pour danser. Mon petit poney enchanté est l'anniversaire de mes petits poneys.
Wow.
Too cute.
They really have cute commercials for these G2 ponies,
that
especially
makes...
for the later ones.
I hate to say this, but what do you say we kick off early?
I still have a bag of pony snacks.
Well, you know, Miss Nikki was asking, what about pony snack time? You want to rip open your bag? Let's see what
sure.
you got.
Let me see. Oh, little Ellicott is going to like this. Because those came from her, this bag. No greens. Which means more greens for her.
And the last pack you ate, you had a lot of greens in it.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just trolling.
Oh.
I have two yellow, two pink ponies, two purple, one pink hearts, and a blue pony.
Ooh.
So, first of all, I'm going to eat a purple pony. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yums.
Yum, yum. Don't you have any pony snacks?
I'd have to get up and go all the way to the kitchen to get them.
Oh, such a far end. I know. If I want pony snacks, I have to walk all the way to the U.S. So get your lazy butt to the kitchen and get a bag of pony snacks.
Yeah, but then I'd have to open the box and get the bag and then come back here and open the bag.
Really? I don't know. But I've managed to, that I can call through this microphone. And as you know, oh, look. No, never mind. I'm going to strangle you. I see what you're going to do. Or better, I'm going to steal your pony snacks.
Aww.
Yum, 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 pony snacks.
Okay, hold on. I'll go get myself a bag.
Yay.
I've got everyone on my back to go get a bag. I'll be right back.
All right. Okay. So now, if little Ellicott was here, she'll call up the world domination, or the show domination, you know. So now, I'm gonna do it for her. So, here is little Ellicott's show domination thing, part, piece, sort of. I don't know. Last pony snack. Nom, 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 nom.
Okay, I have returned.
Yeah, I noticed.
Okay, let's see. What do we have? Oh, I've got one green, two greens, three greens. Oh, little alley cat would be tackling me for this bag. Three pink hearts, a purple pony, a pink pony, and a yellow pony.
Ooh.
Hmm.
So, are you glad you got a bag and now you're numbing on your pony snacks?
Num, num, num. And amazingly enough, this bag is like an old, from an old box, and they're still really chewy.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought they would have been hard as a rock by now.
I would
and
still
of course, here comes Pony Dog wanting one.
Pony Dog.
Well, here. Well, here.
He's like, nah, I'm not gonna eat any pink. Being food.
Yeah, normally he'll eat anything.
I want a blue one.
Boy, how did you know I was going about pink heart?
I don't know, just guessing.
Well, I'd say at 3 minutes, I think it's a good time to go ahead and end for tonight. What do you think?
I think, nope, I'm going to disagree. No, okay, all right.
Well, next week we will go ahead.
Have to go to a flea market.
Well,
today.
Well, there you go. There's a good enough reason to go ahead and end the show now.
Well, no, to a secondhand store, and then tomorrow to a flea market. So I'm gonna go and get myself some ponies, or find myself some ponies, hopefully.
Well, there you go. Well, hopefully you have good luck on your pony hunting.
Thank you.
And,
you too, by the way, if you're going to go pony hunting.
Next week we'll be going on to year 6. So, I guess till next week, Pony Night Nights.
Pony Night Nights.
Night Nights.
I'm so quiet now. It's time to lay your sleepy head.
This is Game 10, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye bye.
What was that?
Okay.
19 seconds.
This is probably the first time you're hearing it from my side. It will tell me when it's going to be coming down to 90 seconds, 60 seconds, the last 30 seconds. So, yeah.
Yes, because you can count. I know.
So this is actually the live time that it's telling me how much is left. So, But till next week, Pony Night Nights.
Night Nights.
Good night, all.